Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 45 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer. The name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify these things to you for my communities. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Revelation 2:28-8. Even as I have received from my Father, so I will give him the morning star. The morning star, literally, this would be Venus, the brightest object in the sky after the sun and moon. Here it means either great glory, or as in Revelation 22:16, the Messiah himself, whose coming was foretold by Balaam, a star shall step forth out of Yaakov, Numbers 24:17. Numbers 24:16-17, the oracle of one hearing God's speech, one experiencing Elyon's knowledge, one seeing Shaddai's vision, one fallen down yet with open eyes. I see him, yet not at this moment. I behold him, yet not at this location. For a star will come from Jacob. A scepter will arise from Israel. And he will crush the foreheads of Moab and the skulls of all the sons of Seth. The glory of Yeshua. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Four facts about God the Father. He is King eternal, King of the ages. He is immortal. The same word translated to show spirit soul of man as not being corruptible, and other things as being uncorruptible and immortal. If God is immortal and man's spirit is immortal, then it is a settled fact that the inner man is just as immortal as God. Three, invisible, Greek auroratos. Four, the only wise God. God is the source of wisdom and immortality, but he is not the only one that has that wisdom and immortality. For Messiah, the Holy Spirit, angels, and the inner man also have wisdom and immortality. The glory, brilliance, and splendor of Messiah. That glory in Hebrew is kavod, means honor, glory, majesty, wealth. This term is commonly used of God, and sometimes humans and objects, and particularly of the Ark of the Covenant. Matthew 24:30, and at that time the sign of the Son of Man coming in his glory will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth, and especially Israel, will mourn, regretting their rebellion and rejection of the Messiah, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory in brilliance and splendor. Daniel 7:13 and Revelation 1:7, the Amplified Version. Matthew 25:31, Amplified. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and majesty and all the angels with him, he will sit on the throne of his glory. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10, and to give relief to you who are distressed and to us as well, when the Lord Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flame of fire, dealing out full and complete vengeance to those who do not seek to know God and those who ignore and refuse to obey the gospel of Messiah Yeshua by choosing not to respond to him. These people will pay the penalty, endure the punishment of everlasting destruction, banished from the presence of Yahweh and from the glory of his power. When he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, that is glorified through the changed lives of those who have accepted him as Savior and have been set apart for his purpose, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because their testimony to you was believed and trusted and confirmed in your lives. Amplified. John 17:22, Tree of Life. The glory that you have given to me, I have given to them, that they might be one just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may perfect it in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them as you have loved me. Father, I also want those you have given me to be where I am so that they may see my glory, the glory you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. When Yeshua came to the earth, he exhibited the glory of God. John 1, 1-4 and verse 14. At the wedding at Cana, Yeshua did a miracle and manifested his glory. His disciples believed in him. John 2:11. The glory of God is manifested in resurrection. Yeshua exhibited the glory and the power of resurrection by raising Lazarus from the dead. John 11:39-44. Yeshua told Martha that if she would believe, she would see the glory of God. John 11:40. Yeshua was raised from the dead by the glory of God, Romans 6:4. The Spirit of God raised Yeshua from the dead, and that same Spirit will make you well and alive, Romans 8:11. Yeshua prays for us that we may all be in unity so that the world may know we are one with God and manifesting the glory as the sons of God, John 17:20-23. 2 Peter 1:19. Furthermore, we have the reliable prophetic word. You do well by paying attention to it as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. The day refers to Yeshua's second coming, but there is also an underlying hint at the day of judgment. As the day dawns and the morning star is Yeshua the Messiah. This seems to be referenced in Numbers 24:17, there shall come a star out of Jacob, taken in Judaism as pointing to the Messiah. Let Yeshua's light bright, burn bright in you. Personal thoughts of Yeshua. Write down how he has been the bright and morning star in your life. The blessings of the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 45 days, which are 6 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. Bo, Yeshua, bo. Shalom.